Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you on this Feel Good broadcast. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Our two websites, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Great to have you again. Uncle Kevin's joining us. Welcome, Uncle Kevin. Good morning.
Great to be here. Another great day in America.
What do you think? It's Valentine's Day today.
Mm-hmm. Happy love to everybody.
Now, if you just realize that, you still have time.
Plenty of time.
If your wife was looking over at you with this odd, longing
quizzical look
this morning, now you know why. She was waiting for flowers
or candy, or a pony.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Anything. Any sort of.
Fill in the blank there.
Yep.
To let her know that you love her.
That you appreciate her.
There you go. Great broadcast today. It's always good when Daniel Estlin will be here.
Oh, we love Daniel.
First question we're going to ask, what do you think it's going to be today?
Coronavirus.
Bingo.
Yeah.
You get three guesses and the first two don't count. Coronavirus. Absolutely. We're going to do news. And also this first hour, you can call in anything on your mind, any question or what have you. Now look, we're live 11-1. I know Todd ends up getting tons of calls. They hear this and replays and all different hours of the day. He gets calls when I say that. I know most of our audience doesn't listen actually live, but it is 11 a.m. Central right now or a little past that Central time, 12 Eastern. If you're listening live, please call in. We'd love to hear from you, see what's on your mind. What do you think about this coronavirus? What do you think about, the Dems can't count the people in Iowa? I don't know anything, any of these things. Whatever's on your mind. Donald Trump, whatever.
We loved Donald.
Give us a call. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I'm going to ask you another personal favor, and please take this seriously. We are... I've hinted at it several times now. I've discussed, we're working on something, and I think it's going to be something big. We need your help. And when I say help, we need your prayers. We need you to pray for everybody here at the Power Hour, my family specifically, and also what we're doing, that we could be protected and guided, and that we can, God will guide what we're doing, because we are doing something special. I'll tell you about it here, like I said, monthish. Month and a half, maybe half a month. I mean, somewhere in there, we're going to reveal it to you. And it's the start of something big. But we need support, and meaning prayers.
If I don't get support, it ain't going nowhere.
Right. So we need your prayers, and we need your attention to this. And really, we really need your prayers. This is, let's put it this way. You can feel the opportunity, and you can also feel the spiritual force trying to stop you. I need your prayers. let me put it in singular possessive. I need your prayers. Okay. Thank you. So thank you so much. Today is Valentine's Day. We're going to do news and then Daniel Estlin, but a little story about Valentine's Day. I went to the History Channel.
Okay. So you got propaganda?
Well,
they have nothing but propaganda.
Well, let's assume they can get some things right.
Okay.
The History Channel, a little story about Valentine's Day. Some things I didn't know. I mean, some of this I knew, but I think last year I read some of this. So,
right.
History of Valentine's Day and the story of its patron saint is shrouded in mystery. We do know that February this month, it's also Heart Month, has long been celebrated as a month of romance, and that Saint Valentine's Day, as we know it today, contains vestiges of both Christian and ancient Roman tradition. When I say ancient Roman, I mean pagan rituals. let's just be honest.
That is correct.
The Catholic Church recognizes at least three different saints named Valentine or Valentinus, all of whom were martyred. Interesting. One legend contends that Valentine was a priest who served during the 3rd century in Rome. When Emperor Claudius II decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives and families, he outlawed marriage for a young man.
Makes sense.
So this Valentine, I guess he was probably a monk at the time, or a priest. Valentine, realizing the injustice, defied Claudius and continued to perform marriages for young lovers in secret. So yeah. That's one.
That's fairly good. I like that.
Other stories suggest that Valentine may have been killed for attempting to help Christians escape harsh Roman prisons. That's one meaning. then the pagan meaning.
I was going to wait until you get to the pagans. They wrap you up in a sack and throw you in the swamp.
It doesn't say that here. That sounds about right, though, doesn't it?
It does sound about right.
origins of Valentine's Day, a pagan festival in this month. While some believe Valentine's Day is celebrated in the middle of February to commemorate the anniversary of Valentine's death or burial, which probably occurred around AD 270, others claim that the Christian church may have decided to place St. Valentine's feast day in the middle in an effort to Christianize the pagan celebration of Lupercalia. Have you ever heard that?
No, I never heard of Lupercalia.
And where does Lupercalia come from?
I used to have a friend who was Lupercalia.
There's a Mexican. Mexicans have a name like something close to
Luca
that.
Luca Brasi.
Yeah, from the Godfather. Lupercalia. Lupa means wolf in Latin. I
did
think.
Not know that.
Celebrated at the Ides of February or February 15th, Lupercalia was a fertility festival dedicated to a Roman god of agriculture as well as to the Roman founders Romulus and Remus. Supposedly, Romulus and Remus as infants were raised by wolves on the seven hills of Rome.
That's correct.
So that's where the Lupercalia comes from. Comes from, you know, original wolf. They were raised by wolves. You know, what are you, raised by wolves? Well, all of Rome, Rome was raised by wolves.
Absolutely.
To begin the festival, members of the Luperci, an order of Roman priests, would gather at a sacred cave where the infants, Romulus and Remus, were believed to have been cared for by a she-wolf. There you go. The priests would sacrifice a goat for fertility and a dog for purification. Wow. They would then strip
the mother-in-law.
They would then strip the goat's hide into strips, dip them in sacrificial blood, and take to the streets, gently slapping both women and crop fields with the goat hide. Far from being fearful, Roman women welcomed the touch of the hides because it was believed to make them more fertile in the coming year. I would just take chocolates. That would be me.
Simple.
Just chocolates, please. Chocolate. No goat blood.
No goat blood.
Later in the day, according to legend, all the young women in the city would place their names in a big urn, and the city's bachelors would each choose a name and become paired for the year with that woman. These matches often ended in marriage.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's real excellent. Some pagan. I like the one St. Valentine was marrying the people in secret the best. I mean, if I was going to choose one to pick, I think that's...
I liked them all. I thought that was a good
They were interesting.
I thought it was a good start.
Let's get to the news. Todd, we have a caller, you said. Who's the caller? Bob in Kansas, let's go right to you. What's on your mind, Bob?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing very good. So glad to talk to you.
I am not Bob the Crackhead, okay?
We like Bob the Crackhead. Crackhead
well,
Bob.
It doesn't matter. I'm not a crackhead. Anyway, I want to talk about that business in China.
Yes, the virus, you mean, or what do you mean?
Yeah, the virus. The stuff is leaked out about it that they've been running the crematoriums in that town since December 29th. 40 crematoriums are in that district. They handle 100 bodies a day. Now, there's about 10 of them that are out of service at this point because they wore them out. But you could just imagine if they've been burning 100 bodies a day, starting out with 40, and that lasted a while, and now it's down like, I don't know, but you can imagine how many hundreds of thousands of people already dead.
Yeah, you're talking 300 to 500 a day. If they can do 100 in a day, that's 300 to 500 in a day.
Times 40. 40 crematoriums a day.
A lot of people.
Yeah, per day times 60 days. I mean, do you think that's a real report? Do you think that's true?
It may well be. I mean, China's the only country I know that can put a coal-fired power plant up in a week. they could easily be doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Here's my thoughts on it before I let
ahead.
You go.
Go ahead.
I think even though it might be man-made and race specific, I think God's going to take it further than that. He's going to allow it to go on because China treats people so badly. Like they do to Christians and Falun Gong and even those Muslims, they mistreat them so badly that leaders walking around up there talking like he's God, and God's going, well, okay, Mr. President of China, you think you're God? Here we go. Handle this.
Good day.
And also, it got on the mainland of Japan. Have you heard that?
Yes,
I've heard that.
Found the taxi driver with it.
Let me ask you about the, there's pretty good evidence that Christianity is spreading fairly fast in China. And also this idea from Hong Kong that, you know, we need freedom or some semblance of freedom is spreading into the mainland China. Do you think it's possible maybe China did this on purpose to kind of stop that, squelch that rush of freedom, maybe?
Well, it's going to, maybe, but it's gonna blow back in her face. I'll tell you why. For one, God's going to either let it go on or not go on. He's in charge of everything, all right? But there had to be a clash someday between the authorities and the Christians and the freedom people. There had to be. It was going to happen. Anyway, what I'm worried about is having everybody laying around sick over there. They're not even going to be able to grow food.
Well, they're already, the
cities are running out.
The manufacturers, car plants already can't get parts. So obviously parts are not being built. You know, that's the first thing. Then food would be second, somewhere down the line.
Ain't going its way right now.
Right, I
and
would
they
say.
Start starving over there. That's going to make, this will be the beginning, I'm telling you, I think it's the beginning of great tribulation.
Did you hear, did you hear about the locusts in Africa?
Yeah, and did you hear about the sinkholes in western China?
Yeah, I mean, there are some major things that are happening that it's like I forget
them,
about them.
Daniel, there was one of them going on 1,000 feet long and 350 feet deep.
Wow.
They got 50 of them.
Wow.
All right. The locust. Yeah, I think that's God saying, hey, you like killing Christians, you people? Have this.
Yeah, take it.
Be prepared,
yeah.
Be prepared to starve to death over it.
Wow.
Well, you know, what it's going to do is create refugees.
Those Christians over there are better people than I am. I mean, they're good people. They're good Christians, and I know God loves them.
Do you?
Anyway,
we really appreciate your call and your thoughts, and
Daniel,
thank you for listening.
Let me give you a plug. You people out there that can afford it, buy what you can because you're going to need it.
Bingo.
From Daniel.
I think it's true. I appreciate it, Bob.
I'll see you later.
God bless you, sir. God bless. We're selling a lot of food storage, and it's going in waves with this virus, and I think we should. I mean, unfortunately, people don't, you know.
Can't go wrong.
Well, it's a no-lose investment, right. But people, you don't understand. If we had a virus situation here in America like we do in China, you don't have to imagine. You can see it, what's going on in China. If we had that kind of situation here, we couldn't get you food.
Nope.
We couldn't get – that would be it.
No.
And you'd be at the mercy of whatever food you had or whatever food FEMA brought or what have you. I mean, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to,
you know. They're killing people who's trying to leave Hunan.
Let's get to news, and then we'll go on. Anybody else want to call? Love to hear from you. Bob, fantastic call. Thanks for calling. Coronavirus brings China's surveillance state out of the shadows. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. It was all this kind of a, you know, hey, let's stop the freedom movement. Mm-hmm. We can put in our facial recognition, we can get everybody so we can track them if they have virus, if they're clean or whatever, so we can prototype, beta test our system.
So they track them by the masks now?
When the man from Hangzhou returned home from a business trip, the local police got in touch. They had tracked his car by his license plate in nearby Wenzhou, which had a spate of coronavirus cases, despite being far from the epicenter of the outbreak. Stay indoors for 2 weeks, they requested. So they're tracking people wherever they're going. When they get to their home, somebody from the friendly communist party, neighborhood, common Chinese, the People's Republic. And says, thank you, Mr. Chen. Was your trip good? Oh, yes,
that's
very
right.
Good. Oh, what were you doing there? Oh, okay, very good. Please stay in the your house for 2 weeks.
That's
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I ain't got no food. Too bad.
Too bad. I was a bit shocked by the ability and efficiency of the mass surveillance network. They could basically trace our movements with the AI technology, said the man. Yeah, you get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
China's tracking.
The Chinese are infiltrating us.
The Chinese are calling. Brian in New York. Todd's saying funny things in my ear. Brian in New York.
Pretty funny.
Brian in New York. What's up, my man?
Parole. First of all, I love that you guys are with Rents now. And
yeah, it's great. It's great.
So glad, you know, you really, I know you said you understated how you really stuck with everything to make the station work. And, you know, it's nice to hear Joyce's voice on the old commercials and on the reruns.
Yeah.
I listen to Rents and almost every night except for this week, he's had Henry Nyman, Dr. Henry Nyman, who's a virologist, very top-ranking virologist, and there's AIDS, there's HIV proteins in this coronavirus, according to Dr. Henry Nyman, and the Chinese really can't feed their people anymore.
Whoa.
They've lost like 60% of their pork. All the locusts in Africa, they watered the desert in Africa through weather modification, and all these locusts came up, and they're eating their body weight every day, and there's billions of them. And
wow.
They're into Sudan. They're in the lower Middle East because they've like flown across, I guess, what was that, the Red Sea over there.
Yeah.
And they're eating everything. And the Chinese, through the Silk and Road program that they've been implementing, have been feeding their people, and you know, from Australia, who's now got extreme droughts and fires and has had them for a while, and their breadbasket is outside of China, but it's being eaten by all these locusts. So you would hope to think that they wouldn't kill their people like this, and maybe they're not. Maybe it's man-made and it leaked out. There's a doctor, a Chinese doctor, that came from a laboratory in Canada. Supposedly this virus emanated or was concocted, for lack of a better word, in Canada, and it was stolen and brought over there. It was a Chinese national scientist in Canada that brought it over to this laboratory. There's also talk that they go through a terrible amount of Tyvek suits and gloves in this laboratory outside in the Wuhan province, and that they dumpster dive for these gloves, and they might have ended up in this wet market. It's just a theory.
Brian, let me interject. Do you buy those theories? See, bats, snakes, all this. I don't buy any of that. I believe this was... It seems intentional.
No, this is, you know, when Dr. Henry Nyman talks on Rents on the third hour, which is Eastern time, is like from 11 o'clock p.m. to 12 o'clock midnight, he talks about how hard it is to jump from species to species. And he also talks about, not only did this jump from allegedly bat soup or a bat or a snake to, and I hate to use the term human, because in the Black's Law Dictionary, human means an animal and incapable of owning land. But it jumped from one species to another, and then now it's jumping supposedly or allegedly species, you know, within the same species. It takes huge evolution, I would think, to do that. I can't fathom that something not man-made. And then how did it get HIV proteins in it?
Well, I'm like 95% it's sure it's engineered. Now how it got out, you know, is this I don't know. That thing in Africa, you had a story, Kev, about the, we were going to spray for locusts or something, and then the Dems voted it down.
Yeah, they were, because they don't have spray machines, whether it's crop dusters or whatever.
Yeah.
They fill it full of pesticide, go over there and kill them. They could kill them all. And
all the locusts.
They kill all the locusts, and supposedly the Congress voted it down. And the countries that you were talking about, it was, Kenya, Ethiopia, and Somali. They're all in. It's huge.
But it's gone across the, I don't remember if it's the Red Sea. but it's in the bottom, the very bottom of, like, the Middle East. It's there, too.
Oh, yeah, it's all through it. Yeah. And it can cross water, like you said.
And how, yeah. Kev, how wide is that swath of local? I couldn't believe this.
The biggest one was 37 miles wide and 25 miles long.
37 miles. Can you imagine looking in the sky and seeing a 37 mile wide?
Yeah. They estimate 40 million insects in that.
In just that swarm?
In just that one swarm. And they're eating everything that is green. Everything that's green is gone.
Wow.
So that's going to create huge migration.
Anyway, the final thought is yours, Brian. We got to run to news. We got about a minute before the break. So final thought. Go ahead, my friend.
Keep up the good work, gentlemen. You know, I feel I can't imagine what Paul Revere felt like, you know, running and riding through all these towns, yelling the British is coming. I've been doing this for years through information I get from your program and a few others. And these people just don't want to wake up. They'll actually tell you, I don't want to know.
Well, that's okay. You know, I'm not saying that they don't matter, but in this fight, they don't matter. It's just like in 1776. It's just a small percentage that's going to make the difference. You find Joyce had a saying. Her favorite word was next. Just go to next. The next person. And you'll find the ones who will listen, and you'll find the ones who won't. That's, unfortunately, that's how you have to be. Really, I believe that.
But you did plant a seed, and that's the important thing.
Hey, God bless you, buddy. We got to go to break. Thank you.
Yeah, I got my sister buying spam finally.
Awesome. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend. There's the music. What a quick first half hour.
That went quick.
We're going to get some news on the second half. We're going to try. But we'll take your calls, too. But we're going to try to get... There's some important news stories here. Catherine's going to be... yelling at me about she did all this news.
All this work. didn't do nothing.
But if you go to thepowerhour.com, click on news today, there are a lot of good news stories, and I will try to run through them when we come back as fast as we can. Thank you for listening. Welcome.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I really started to detest China. I don't know how you feel. I mean, but it's kind of like other people in America. You know, they see American military doing things and they hate America, but it's not really, you know, it's not Americans out there doing these things. I mean, directly, we are indirectly, but, man, it is Heart Month. I mean, no matter if it came from wolves or St. Valentine or wherever, it is Heart Month. And, we got a sale on the Super Krill Oil, 25% off. That's a good sale from Frank Davis. That stuff is very good.
It's good for your heart.
Well, it comes from, seeds that's not polluted.
Polluted, yeah.
So you get the
that's
Krill Oil,
major.
The Miracle Skin Heal On, the Miracle Skin Lamb Cream is on sale. Heart Drops, of course, is a staple. Now the Kidney Support and the Cardio Calm. Catherine, if you're listening, I can't remember if I told you or not. I want to try that Kidney Support. Uncle Kevin does too.
Yeah,
We want to do the kidney.
Too sweet.
So we can, then see
try
how it does. Yeah. And, Stetcherizers. I know a lot of people listen to the interview with Dave. Oreganol, Oregarest, Super Silver, Optivita Silver, Silver Lozenges, Silver Gel, all very important. Vitamin D, magnesium, zinc, copper, selenium, the full spectrum vitamin E, Purely C, non-GMO, Chaga Max, all important, all on sale at the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Now, if you have not gotten something about this virus, made some kind of preparations, please do. I mean, I don't care if you go to the grocery store, you know, buy some extra canned food or some extra rice or beans. Because who knows where this is going to go. There's a report from the CDC we'll get to. Getting back to the news, okay, we're going to go through these news stories pretty quick, see what we can pump out here. North Korea's secret coronavirus crisis is crazy scary. A lot of C's there. Daily Beast. It's now spread to North Korea. And they don't have the health system to deal with this. And so they're, you know, it's like wiping through. And the people already malnourished or whatever. So, I don't know. But it's in North Korea. UK. I say Britain, but Britain, United Kingdom, all of the above, approves large-scale internet censorship. There it goes. This is a big story. This is one of the biggest stories of the day. They're now going to have it's become the first Western nation to move ahead with large-scale censorship of the internet. Not even, backdoor like YouTube and Facebook here. It's like, no, right out in the open. We're censoring everything and we're going to give it a badge of approved or not approved. Basically, speech on the internet's got to be approved. As long as I'm present, this is my favorite story of the day.
Okay.
Who says this?
Donald Trump.
As long as I'm president, we'll have mother and father. Who said that? Donald Trump? You say Donald Trump?
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Putin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Putin
backs
traditional family values. Once again, Russia will not introduce politically correct terminology such as parent one and parent two. Was this thing one, thing two? Was this Dr. Seuss?
Yeah.
Anytime soon, Putin told a constitutional reform working group on yesterday, and they discussed family values in Russia. As for parent one and parent two, I've already publicly said it, and I'll repeat it once more. As long as I'm president, we will not have parent one and parent two. It will be mother and father.
Excellent.
Like the
I
Bible.
Agree with him.
Like the Bible. One of the working group members, Russian lawmaker Olga Batalina, told the president that many people in Russia are concerned about the fate of traditional family and would like to see it protected by the Constitution.
Good.
I'd like to see that here.
Yeah, they still got the gulags up there. So, I mean, you start running that nonsense, you find yourself up in Siberia.
Well, they see it for what people do in their home, whatever, I'm not trying to dictate this. But if you want to destroy a culture, that's how you destroy
a
culture.
Yeah.
You support the opposite of family.
Right.
You support the opposite of mother, father, children, aunts, uncles, and the
likes.
History. Right. That's how you destroy society.
Exactly how you
do it. So you want to support society, you support all those things.
Exactly.
It's coming. This is probably the story of the day. It's not my favorite, but it's probably the story of the day. The CDC director warns coronavirus to become widespread throughout the United States, probably beyond 2020. So he's saying it's coming. The virus is coming. It's coming sometime this year, and it'll probably last into the next year. That's what he says. I don't know how true this is. I don't know if this is hype. I don't know what this is. I don't know how to take this, except I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I got oregano.
I believe him.
I got a whole bunch of vials of oregano, brand new, right in the house.
I'm not worried about it one bit.
The Senate passes Iran War Powers Resolution despite Trump's opposition. Now, the Senate passed this. One of the people voting for it was Mike Lee of Utah. 8 Republicans flipped.
I'm very surprised at Mike Lee for voting for that.
Oh, well, it's making that he needs congressional approval before he does things.
But the system is broken right now, and Trump's trying to fix it.
Here's Trump. So what does that mean?
I would just give him a little while longer to fix things.
To fix what? With Iran?
Yeah.
Meaning what? Don't bother. All he's saying is if you want to take some action, you got to get congressional approval, which is in the Constitution.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Here's what Trump said. If my hands were tied, Iran would have a field day. It's very important for our country's security that the United States not vote for this resolution.
Congress is broken right now, though. That's the bad thing about it.
Kev, if there was a real serious threat, he does not need direct congressional approval. If Iran launches a missile, he doesn't need congressional approval to do something. If there was a real threat, what approval does he need?
Right. But to declare war, yeah, he needs it.
He's not declaring war. Why does he declare war? Why in the world would he declare war?
I'm just saying.
To me, it's very suspicious. They said, what is it that he wants to do that he needs?
I don't trust Congress. He wants to put power in Congress. Right now, Congress is broken. As far as I'm concerned, Congress is broken.
Well, the Congress already has the power.
Yeah, but
by law, Congress already has the power.
But it's not being done that way right now. So I'm for leaving it the way it is right now, and then once we take back the Congress, then start bringing
it. See, this is the same thing with Obama. We were complaining about Obama doing all this, doing things like this. And we said, well, he needs congressional approval. He needs to go. See, now that Trump's in there, now we feel like that's okay.
Until we straighten out our country, I'm for it.
If there was a threat, he is not restricted by the Congress at all.
No, that's true.
Okay, so what's the problem?
I just don't like it.
Okay. All right. If you think about it, if there's one thing you would like him to do that he couldn't do under this, then tell me. We'll talk about it. I mean, maybe there is. I don't know if there is or not. Maybe there is something. But I can't. If there's a threat, he doesn't need congressional approval. Dems demand Barr resign. This is quite a story.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Demand Barr resign.
Yeah, I got it.
These, you know how these titles. These.
Crazy.
Float second Trump impeachment over Roger Stone controversy. While Attorney General William Barr continues his investigation into Russiagate, for which Senator Lindsey Graham said half the people are going to jail.
I heard him say it right out of his mouth.
That's hard to read this story. Let me give you the gist of it. Read the story about Stone and the juror. You know, Roger Stone is facing a sentencing.
Anti-Stone juror lied during jury selection, tweeted about Trump during the trial. She tweets anti-Trump stuff during the trial.
That's a reason for a mistrial or a new trial, for sure.
A new trial, for sure.
It's an appealable situation where, and supposedly, during the trial, the other lawyer said, well, she's a partisan for the Democrats, was working against Trump. She shouldn't be on the jury.
That's correct.
And supposedly the judge said, I don't think so.
She asked, can you be
impartial?
Impartial.
Can you be impartial?
Yeah, she said yes. That's what I heard. I can't verify.
What's his name? Hunter Biden?
Yeah.
Hunter, can you be impartial?
Yeah.
This whole thing is a big deal. Is Trump going to pardon Roger Stone?
I hope so.
Or
here's the whole thing. It shouldn't even have gone to court because the whole investigation was phony.
Okay.
So he got swept up in a phony investigation.
Okay. So here's what's laying over the president's head. If he pardons Stone, then they're going to yell, he's backing his friend, his Russiagate buddy, and of course he pardoned him, and we're going to impeach him for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably would.
They would, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When I ask you if he's going to pardon him, I don't think it's as clear cut. I mean, I think America's tired of it. He needs to just say, you know, heck with you, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, and lay out.
Here it is. Here's the situation.
It was a phony investigation to start. So how can he get caught up in a phony investigation? Should be all null and
right.
void.
Biased jurors in here. This should have been thrown at. It's ridiculous. They're tweeting against me during the trial.
Yeah.
The judge ignores all this.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
Real interesting. We'll see how it goes. I'm glad Trump is standing up and voicing his voice about it.
Trump insists he has legal right to intervene in DOJ cases.
Of course he does.
He's the president. He's the executive branch of the...
Yeah. He's the number one law enforcement.
Of course he is. He's higher than the attorney. He's like the super attorney general.
Yeah.
I'm gonna investigate. If William Barr can stop these things, then Donald Trump can stop these cases. This is ridiculous.
I want Joe Schmo over there investigated. That's legal.
Top financiers want Biden to drop out so Bloomberg can win. He has no chance. Is it over for Uncle? So the only thing stopping Mayor Bloomberg from winning the nomination is Joe Biden?
He's in trouble then.
It hasn't stopped Mayor Pete from getting the ballot stuff.
Say it ain't so, Joe, that you're dropping out. Ugh.
So if he drops out, then can Trump ask questions from Ukraine about it?
Joe, if you drop out, we got a paddy wagon. We'll pick you up take you directly to jail.
Yeah, he may keep the campaign going. Jussie Smollett indicted in the age of fake crimes. Kind of a pretty interesting article. He's been indicted for a second time after evidence came out that he allegedly staged his own hate crime. This was going away, and this was being buried under the rug, and then all of a sudden it wasn't.
Yep.
And it was brought forth.
They got a special prosecutor to look into it, and he found out that he should be indicted.
I don't even understand this title here. Activist Post. Leaktivists. Like an activist, except they're a leaker. They're a leaktivist.
Okay.
They're not a leaker. They're a leaktivist, like an activist. All right. Anyway, leaktivist posts, quote, significant threat at same level as ISIS and Al-Qaeda, U.S. government warns. So if people are there leaking illegal activity by the government, they are as big a threat as ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
Uh-huh.
That's what the government is saying.
That's what they're saying.
So the whole Democratic Party
should be arrested.
So if I'm Edward Snowden, I'm bigger threat than that guy they just killed in Iran.
Yeah.
What's his name? Baghdadi.
I can see him.
You know,
I know
the beard.
Exactly.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. So he's a bigger threat.
And
Julian Assange is a bigger threat.
Yeah, I think Trump should pardon both of them.
Royal Caribbean cancels 18 cruises in Asia amid coronavirus outbreak. Yeah, what took them so long?
I know.
What's taken Trump so long to stop flights?
That one cruise ship, I can't remember the name of it, had to go to three different ports before they would let him in.
I wouldn't let him in.
I wouldn't let him in. Why?
World economy. They got food on that cruise ship.
They do. And if they don't, they could drop it in by helicopter.
Right. 2 weeks. You're going to be quarantined for 2 weeks. You just stay right on that cruise ship.
That's right. Keep it.
Yeah, we talked about this.
It means more than that because, you know, one guy has it 2 weeks. And then
gives it to somebody.
It, you know, almost to the end of the 2 weeks, he gives it to somebody else, and that's
another two weeks.
So it starts. It could be months and months before it's run its course.
Well, they can bring food to the, like you said, can bring food. You stay on the cruise ship. This is great.
Fishing poles.
Yeah.
Shuffleboard.
As long as the entertainment doesn't get sick.
That's right.
Just keep the entertainment healthy.
And the liquor.
Yeah, I'm sure. They just stay drunk. It'll kill the bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
World economy projected to shrink for first time since 2009 as coronavirus plays havoc with supply chains.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
What's the story about the Fiat now?
Oh, yeah. What was it last?
Hyundai, the other one.
2 weeks ago shut down seven plants.
Kia and Hyundai?
Yeah, both of them shut down plants in Korea. And now Fiat warns that the coronavirus is going to shut down their plants in Europe within a month.
Wow.
That's big news.
California auditor releases damning report about law enforcement's use of automated license plate reader. California police and sheriffs are failing to protect the privacy of drivers. Oh, wow. What a surprise. Oh, you mean when they surveil it, like the FISA reports. You mean they're illegally using the FISA things against the Fourth Amendment? Oh, we'll just keep them safe and secret.
Yeah.
And nothing bad will ever happen. Yeah. That's what this whole investigation with Trump happened because they're violating. Remember the Bill of Rights? Ladies and gentlemen, I asked you to put it on your refrigerator. I should ask Brian from New York. Do you have your Bill of Rights on the refrigerator?
Everybody that calls in, ask him.
I'm going to ask him. Now nobody will call. They don't think it's important.
They should. It's major.
You got it on your fridge.
I do.
I got it on my fridge.
I got it.
I got two. I got like two or three of them of those things on my fridge. Mm-hmm. My little baby pulls it down. I got to put it up high.
And I got a stack of them near my bed. And when I go out, I got them with me all the time. And if I
pass them out to somebody, I
hand them to them.
Okay, anyway, getting back to this story. The California State Auditor's Office determined after a seventh-month investigation into the use of automated license plate readers, the auditor raised a long list of concerns, including fundamental problem with police's failure to conduct audits and the risk of the data being abused to surveil political rallies or target immigrant populations. In addition, Los Angeles, the auditor investigated the Fresno Police Department, Sacramento, Sheriff, Marin County, blah, blah, blah. The report is damning assessment of how California law enforcement, there's that word, law enforcement. They're public servants.
Yeah, public servants.
California Public Servants Agencies use this mass surveillance technology, which employs computer control, blah, blah, blah. You get the point. This is why the Bill of Rights is so important.
So important.
There is one good story out of Oregon. I forgot to mention a few days ago. Oregon just passed a bill that when the police pull somebody over, they can't look for other crimes unless it's like right in front of them. They can't go, you know, fishing through the car and try.
I want to open up your trunk.
Oh, there's a dead body there. Oh, or come up with some, you know, it's a gateway into arrest them for other things. I thought
exactly.
That was great.
Or planting. I just found this bag in your trunk.
Hey, ask Mercury Morris about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember the football player Mercury Morris?
He got.
He was in jail for a while.
He was.
And the cop planted it.
He planted it. Yep. Absolutely.
See, that's why we're not here to serve government.
Right.
We're not here to uphold government. Our purpose of our existence is not to uphold government. The whole dynamic is backwards. They are there to be our, they are under us. They are the doormats of this country. They are our doormats so we can wipe our feet, so our feet stay clean when we go in the house. That's what they are.
That's
now,
right.
if they don't like that, I don't give a damn. That's what they are. And when they try to tell us, oh, well, the data, we can see, you see the attitude? We can keep the data because we're responsible. No. We're endowed by our creator with unalienable rights. You're a public servant. You're a doormat.
That's right.
You just be a doormat and just clean our shoes. Okay. That's what we want you to do. You don't have the authority or the responsibility or the self-interest in our interest for you to have this information. Our privacy is worth more.
That's correct.
I'm so sick of this. I want to keep you safe. Shut up.
Retarded.
But it's safe.
Safe.
Shut up.
They're not your friends. And if a cop stops you and asks to search your car, you politely Refuse.
So no.
You cannot search my car. I do not give you permission to search your car.
Just
and the reason is because I don't trust you. You don't tell them that.
Right, right. That's the reason. Well, what do you got to hide? I don't have anything to hide. I don't trust you.
That's exactly right.
I don't trust you. You don't have the right.
Right.
Who are you?
That's right.
Why don't you just strip down naked? Let me see you in your underwear right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm so sick of this attitude.
Yeah.
And now good police who understand their role and who understand their relationships and the important key that they can play in our society, I love them.
Yeah. Very few of them, though.
Yeah, well, they're being pushed out.
They are.
Surprised? No. Disgusted? Yes. Study shows Deepwater Horizon oil spread much further than previously known. You remember that Deepwater in the Gulf of Mexico?
Boy, was that a scam. They could have shut that off within 2 days.
Researchers say the reach of the damage was far more significant than previously thought. University of Miami study revealed that a significant amount of oil was never picked up in satellite images or captured by barriers that are meant to stop the spread. Surprise, surprise.
I heard it was still leaking.
I don't know. I don't know if that's... we should have had a story about that right mm-hmm. here. Scientists are developing solar panels that generate power at night. How cool is that?
Oh, wow. That's
I wonder
cool.
what they... I
read something about that. They're capturing a different... capturing cosmic rays, I think.
It's suspected to be the cheapest option by 2030. Well, that's true because they're not going to tell you they're going to raise your electricity prices tenfold.
Exactly.
We're going to raise your electricity prices tenfold, so solar is going to be cheaper than the wind. That doesn't work.
It's going to be very viable.
Yeah, it'll be viable. Breakthroughs in solar technology are making more efficient. Now, that is true. I mean, these panels are getting cheaper, and these panels are getting more efficient.
But the good ones have been bought up by the oil companies, and they're not put out to the public.
Well, maybe they will in the next 10. I mean, we've got 10. I don't know. I mean, they got engines that will run, you know, 100 miles a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
Researchers, synthetic chemicals in soils are ticking time bomb. Who didn't know that? Who didn't know that? You know, and the soils don't – even if this stuff is in the soil, if there's proper – probiotics in the soil, mm-hmm. they'll take care of most
That's
of this
exactly
problem.
Right.
They'll take care of the Roundup.
Yeah.
If you have the right probiotic, they'll get rid of Roundup mm-hmm. so it doesn't sit there year after year.
Yeah.
But the problem is there isn't. You know, we've just been, what's that when you fertilize crops mm-hmm. and NPK, nitrogen, potassium, what's the K? NPK, nitrogen, potassium, and something else. I can't remember. Farmers traumatized as swarms devour crops in seconds. The United Nations warns of... Why does the United Nations, instead of warning, why don't they out there with a bug sprayer or something?
It could be that easy. You could wipe out those 40 million bugs in an hour.
Why don't you... Or go through, with a prop plane.
Anything. Well, what they used to have is those flamethrowers. And they used to protect their farm that way.
Yeah, when they come near, they just burn them. Anyway, potential catastrophe is billions of locusts consume crops. They're so bad in some parts of Kenya, entire fields are being devoured in 30 seconds. Can you imagine that?
No.
Can you imagine seeing your crop? I mean, that's your livelihood in your village or whatever, your backyard, whatever it is, and you see this swarm of looks like whatever, it looks like birds in the distance, and mm-hmm. it gets closer, and it's just this, and then boom. Count the 30 seconds, it's gone, they're up to the next thing.
Yeah, they say it can chew up 19 miles a day, a swarm like that. 19 miles they can completely strip.
That's a lot.
That's unbelievable.
Fossils of prehistoric human-sized rat that weighed nearly 200 pounds and had massive teeth discovered in South America.
Ooh, the giant shrew. That was a movie.
Did that evolve into Nancy Pelosi?
It was. It did. I didn't know that.
Well, you know, I believe everything they tell me in school.
You just look at the picture there and look at her.
New device can power 100 small LED lights simply by harnessing the energy of a single water droplet. Another great story. That's a fantastic story. Mm-hmm. AI predicts when we'll have a heart attack or stroke. Daily Mail. So now they're going to, this is
yeah,
like.
Yeah, when you stick your finger in the machine, you get a heart attack.
How old are you? Well, stick your finger in
this
machine.
That's right. He's going to test you.
You don't work anymore? How are you feeling? Are you useful?
No. Are you useful either?
Well, stick your finger in this machine.
Exactly. Boom. Done.
Why your Valentine may benefit from hot chocolate during a romantic stroll. So was this like
an
aphrodisiac? If your Valentine's Day plans involve a romantic stroll later, not today because it's too cold.
It is cold out there.
Here it's cold. It was like 12 degrees last night.
I did not like that.
You may want to fill these thermoses full of hot chocolate before you head out. A new study suggests a plant compound found in the sweet treat may actually make walking easier for some adults who struggle with circulation issues. There you go. So heart drops.
Wow, yeah, heart drops are way better.
FDA warns weight loss drug taken off market due to cancer risk. Oh, but they never make a mistake.
No,
the FDA is always right.
Yeah, FDA.
If you take
that's a for-profit company.
Belvic, I can't even pronounce it. That's the drug. Belvic.
Never
heard of it. Or Caserin, I don't know. California wants to ban vitamin B12 shots and glutathione, only two of the most essential nutrients.
Oh, we used to take vitamin B12, and then they raised the price ungodly about 10 years ago.
Well, that's why you can go to the Power Mall and get the under-your-tongue vitamin B12 that Dr. Group puts. I'm going to see him next week. I'm so excited to see Dr. Group. Glutathione is essential for you to detox your body. Essential.
Mm-hmm. That's good for your joints, too.
California is threatening to ban these two things with such a dangerous precedent. Yeah, sure does. California. Oh my, there's the music. California veteran 104 gets 200,000 Valentine's Day cards.
I saw that. He's 104 years old.
Our bodies are chronically in threat mode, but being kind recalibrates our nervous system. So be kind today.
Okay.
And that resets, gets you out of that fight or flight mode. All Australian bushfires have officially been contained thanks to heavy rains.
Yeah, and in arresting the arsonists.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.